Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There you will see me."
Why do we need keys in our world? Can anyone help me out? Why do we need keys in our world? Nobody seems to know. To keep the robbers out? Yes, to keep the robbers out, because we want to keep things safe. We want to keep the people we love safe. But we know there are people in our world who are mean, who might come in and harm us or steal things. Why do we need pills in our world? No one's very sure, are they? Right at the back, why do we need pills, Sasha? To help you get better. Yeah, because we get sick, don't we? We get ill and we die. Why do we need handkerchiefs in our world? Why do we need handkerchiefs? You might have a runny nose, so you might need to blow your nose. I don't know whether you do this, but sometimes we need handkerchiefs to wave goodbye to people, don't we, when we're saying goodbye to someone. Do you not use your handkerchief? You don't use your handkerchief to wave goodbye to. But there's another reason we use handkerchiefs, and sometimes it's a sad reason. It's to wipe our tears dry when we've been crying. And the news from Sri Lanka today has been a heartbreaking reminder of the kind of broken world we live in, where we need keys and we need pills and we need handkerchiefs to wipe our tears dry. But imagine a world where we didn't need keys, where you're always safe and nobody was mean. Imagine a world where you didn't need pills because no one ever got sick or died. And imagine a world where you didn't need handkerchiefs because you never got a runny nose and you never had to say goodbye to anyone and all your tears were already wiped dry. Imagine a world like that. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, that is what God promised. Back at the start of the Bible, he promised he would send his Son into the world. And his Son is the Lord of lords and the King of everything forever, the King. And he has power like no other king to get rid of all the sad things and all the bad things. He has power to make the whole world new. There'd be no keys, no pills, no handkerchiefs. It would be wonderful. And so in the Bible, God's people waited and waited and waited until a baby was born. And do you remember his name? Jesus. And when he was born, the angels sang with joy because they said, he's come, the Son of God, the King over everything forever has come. And the people went, really? And so they watched him. And do you remember some of the miracles Jesus did? Do you remember when there was a big storm at sea and the disciples thought they were going to drown? And Jesus said, "Be still." And the waves were still. Do you remember how Jesus healed people who were sick? Do you remember that little girl who died? And he woke her up from death, just like your mum and dad wake you up on a Tuesday morning. And Jesus said, do you see the power I have? And that's because of who I am. I am the king of everything forever with power to get rid of all the things that are sad and all the things that are bad. And his followers were so excited. Great, no more keys, no more pills, no more handkerchiefs. And then Jesus said a very strange thing. He said that he had to leave them, that he had to go and die on a cross. And he said that's how he would fix everything. And his followers thought, really? And he said, to prove it, I will rise from the dead. Well, his followers didn't really know what to make of that, because whoever heard of anyone rising from the dead? On Friday, they nailed Jesus to a cross. And his followers thought, well, he can't be. He can't be the king over everything forever, can he? He can't be the one who's got power to make the whole world new, because he's dead. And not just dead, but buried. And so they all went home. Have a look at the reading that Laura read for us from the end of Matthew's Gospel. You see, right at the start, on the first day of the week, on Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. They went to the grave to tidy up. And they discover there's been an earthquake and the stone has been rolled away. And there's an angel who says, do you see about halfway down? The angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He has risen just as he said. He's risen just as he said. And the fact that he has risen, the fact that he rose from the dead, shows it's all true. He is the king over everything forever. He is the one with power to make the whole world new. It's a bit like this. Just work with me on this. Just imagine. Imagine if there was a lion out there in the field. Now, there's not a lion out there in the field, okay? So I don't want anyone getting frightened. But just what? There is a lion out in the field! There is a lion out in the field! There really is. It's okay, everyone. We're totally safe in here. We're totally safe. He can't get in. We're totally safe, but we have a problem, don't we? Do you see what our problem is? Our problem is we can't go home unless someone catches that lion for us and takes it back to the zoo. So is there anyone here who thinks they can catch a lion? Anyone thinks they can? Hands up if you think you can catch a lion. Ellie, do you think you can catch a lion? Okay, great, come and... What makes you think you can catch a lion, Ellie?
I have a lion catching net.
You have a lion catching net. That's handy. What do we reckon? Do you reckon Ellie can catch the lion? It's hard to tell, isn't it? Do you have your lion? Okay. Okay, well, you go and... good luck. You go and catch the lion. You go catch the lion. We'll just sort of chat amongst ourselves. Good luck, Ellie. Banking on you. Oh. Now, okay. For as long as Ellie's out there chasing the lion, we're not sure, are we? Has she caught the lion? Is the lion in the net? Has she made it safe for us to go home? We don't really know, do we? As long as Jesus was in the grave, we're not sure. Is he really the king of everything forever with power to make the whole world new? We're not really sure, are we? But look, here comes Ellie. And she's caught the lion. Well done, Ellie. We should have given her a big round of applause for catching the lion. Well done, Ellie. Thank you so much, because you've made us safe and now we are free to go home. Thank you. Do you take him back to the zoo? We weren't quite sure, were we? Could Ellie really catch the lion? Were we going to be safe? Could we go home? But now we've seen that Ellie's caught the lion. Everything's okay. And when Jesus' followers saw him risen from the dead, they realized, everything's okay. Now we believe you. You are the king of everything forever. You do have power to make the whole world new. And of course, we're thinking, yeah, right. Yeah, really? Did Jesus really rise from the dead? I mean, whoever heard of anyone rising from the dead? Friends, there's lots of evidence. I wonder whether you've looked to that evidence. One of the reasons I think the evidence stands up is that if Jesus did not rise from the dead, we would never have heard of him. See, if Ellie had been eaten by the lion, we would have realized that the whole idea that she could catch lions was nonsense, totally wrong. If Jesus had not risen from the dead, his followers would have realized that the whole idea that he's the king over everything forever is nonsense. It's totally wrong. And they would have gone home and they would have tried to forget all about him. And we would never have heard of him. But they didn't go home. They went out and they told the whole world about him. Why? Because he really did rise from the dead. And that means two things for us. First, it means he is the king over everything forever. Do you see what happens towards the end of the little section there? Four lines up from the bottom. We read, suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. And they came to him, clasped his feet, and, do you see that? Worshipped him. What? If you were Jewish at the time of Jesus, the only person you would worship was God. You would never worship another human being, but they worship Jesus. Why? Because they get it. They get it that the fact that Jesus rose from the dead shows he's not just another human being, he is the Son of God. He is the King over everything forever. And when you get that, you don't just admire his kindness or like some of his ideas. You fall at his feet and you worship him. He's the King of everything forever. And secondly, it means he does have power to make the whole world new. Do you know, he's started to make things new already. He started with us. By his death, he has made us friends with God. And now he's alive. By his Holy Spirit, he's making us new. He's changing our hearts so that people who were once really stuck up become humble. People who used to get angry really easily become patient. People who were really mean become kind. He started to make his people new, and one day he will make the whole world new. And you say, really? Is that not just wishful thinking? No, it's coming. When you see the daffodils, what does that mean? What's coming when you see the daffodils? Spring is coming. It's definitely coming. When you hear this music, what's coming when you hear this music? The archers. Oh, what about this music? When you hear this music, what's coming? When you hear that, what do you know is coming next? Peppa Pig! Can anyone smell anything? You smell bacon. That's not just me, is it? You can smell bacon as well, yeah? Yeah? When you smell bacon, what does it mean? What's coming? What's coming?
Breakfast.
Breakfast. Bacon butties. A fry up. It's definitely coming. It's not just we're hoping if we get lucky, maybe there'll be some bacon butties. You can smell the bacon. You know the bacon butties are coming. And just as daffodils mean spring is coming, and the music means the archers are coming on, or Peppa Pig is coming on, and the smell of bacon means the bacon butties are on their way, Jesus rising from the dead means the new world is coming. Not just we're kind of hoping for a new world, maybe, if we're lucky, Jesus rising from the dead means the new world is on its way. Now, do you see what good news that is? Do you see why we're celebrating this morning? He's the King who has power to get rid of all the bad things and all the sad things. And he will come again to make the whole world new. And that means the story of our lives doesn't end in a world of keys or pills or goodbyes or tears. It means we have a whole new world to look forward to, where people will be kind and there'll be no sickness. And there'll be no goodbyes because we will all be together with him and he will wipe every tear from our eyes. And the first Christians, they got this. And they realized this isn't just a private idea. This is something everyone needs to know. So they went out and they told the world, everyone. Easter Sunday, we celebrate Jesus is risen. And the fact that he's risen sends us out on mission to tell the world, our friends and our family, they need to know he's not just another teacher with nice ideas. He's the Son of God, the King of everything forever. And he's coming to make the whole world new. The fact that Jesus is risen sends us out on mission. But before that, the fact that Jesus has risen asks every one of us this morning a question. When Jesus comes again to make the whole world new, will you be ready for him? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that in your love you came to die for us. And we thank you that you are risen from the dead, that you are alive today. And that you've started to make your people new. And that one day you will make the whole world new. And we pray, would you please help us to be ready for you? Help us to treat you as King of everything forever in all that we do. And gladly put our lives in your all-loving and all-powerful hands. Amen.